Thank you, Brother Chairman. Good evening. We want to commence this evening, ladies and gentlemen, by saying something about Armageddon itself. The word Armageddon occurs only once in the Bible, and that is in the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation. Now, I'd like you to turn there, please. Revelation chapter 16 and verses 15 and 16. We'll start in verse 14, so we have the context. Revelation 16 and verse 14. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Now, we want to just take three phrases out of those three verses which we have just read. And the first of those three phrases is to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Who's going to be gathered to that battle? Well, we're told in verse 14, the kings of the earth and of the whole world. So this is a battle in which all the nations of the world, all the kingdoms of the world, are involved. Then in verse 15, we're actually told the approximate time when this battle will take place. Because we read in verse 15, these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, "Behold, I come as a thief." And there the Lord Jesus Christ is referring to his second coming. He's referring to the fact that he's going to return from heaven to earth to establish God's kingdom here upon the earth. And the third phrase we want to take notice of is in the commencement of verse 16. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. So you can see we're dealing with a battle in which all the nations of the world are concerned. It occurs approximately at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the gathering of those nations is to a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that it is in the Hebrew tongue indicates that Armageddon will occur in the land of Israel, because if you look across the face of the globe, the place where Hebrew is spoken is in fact in the land of Israel, or predominantly in the land of Israel. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, because the New Testament is written in Greek, and yet here we have reference to a Hebrew name. And the reason it's a Hebrew name that's referred to here is not only because Armageddon will be in the land of Israel, but because Hebrew names have meanings. And the word Armageddon is a name which has a meaning. And it is in fact derived from three Hebrew words: arima, which means heap of sheaves; gay, which means valley in a valley; and don, which means judgment. And therefore, the name Armageddon means a heap of sheaves in a valley for judgment. What's being referred to here is the practice in ancient times of sifting the grain out of the stalks. And what they used to do is they used to get a heavy plinth of some sort, and they would tow that plinth by a couple of animals across the grain. The grain would be separated from the ears, and then the chaff, of course, would be thrown away. And so what we are being told here in Revelation chapter 16 is the nations, the kings of the earth, the nations are likened to sheaves being threshed. That is a sort of graphic picture, a symbolic picture of what is going to happen in Armageddon. The nations are going to be like sheaves of grain which are threshed. That is the meaning of Armageddon. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, that meaning, it takes us back to Joel chapter 3. So if you'll come back there with me, please, to the third chapter of Joel. And we're going to go to the 14th verse. Now, in the Authorized Version, it reads, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." Now, if you've got an Oxford Bible, as I have this evening on the lectern with me, you'll notice if it has a centre margin that there's a little word, little number two, along the word, alongside the word decision. And that tells us, if we look into the margin, that there is an alternate way of interpreting that word. So when we come to the word two, it says, or concision or threshing. And so you see, that verse can be rendered this way. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of threshing, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of threshing. And that is a direct reference to the word Armageddon. We saw what Armageddon meant when we looked at Revelation 16 and verse 16. Heaps of sheaves in a valley for threshing. Here Joel is speaking about exactly the same thing in Joel chapter 3. So what we can say is this, and we'll look at this a little more closely in a moment. Joel chapter 3 is a chapter which deals with Armageddon. That's what it is. It's a chapter which deals with Armageddon. Now, when we went to Revelation 16 and verse 16 and looked at the verses dealing with Armageddon, we found that they had to do, did we not, the Armageddon would occur around the time of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Joel chapter 3 also has a setting. And the setting is given to us in verse 1. Let's have a look. Joel chapter 3 and verse 1. "For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah," which is the formal name of the Jews, "the captivity of the Jews and Jerusalem." Now, many other translations, in fact, don't talk about the bringing again the captivity. They actually translate it as "restore the fortunes." "When I shall restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem." Now, if we think about the history of the Jewish people, we can see that even today, to some extent, their fortunes have been partially restored. For example, in 1948, they were granted statehood, and they became the State of Israel. You think about what happened to them in World War II. Many of the Jews came back to the land, and they were able to form a state. That was a partial restoration of their fortunes. In the Six-Day War of 1967, they were able to reunify Jerusalem. Before the Six-Day War, they only had the new part of Jerusalem which they had built. After the Six-Day War came the reunification of Jerusalem. But ladies and gentlemen, what we see when we look at Israel and we see them a state in the land, when we see them in control of the city of Jerusalem, what we have there is nothing more than a partial and primary fulfillment of this verse. The complete restoration of the fortunes of Jews and Jerusalem is future. It awaits the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you can see, as we saw in Revelation 16, Armageddon is associated with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Joel chapter 3 has exactly the same time setting. Now, if you want to understand simply what Joel chapter 3 is all about, all you really need to do is to colour in your Bible four key verses. And these four key verses have to do with Armageddon. For example, in verse 2 we read, "I will also gather all nations." Now that's the same as Revelation 16, isn't it? All the kings of the world, all the kings of the earth. "I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat." So that's a key verse. Verse 9. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Another key verse is verse 12. It says in the Authorised Version, let the heathen, and there the heathen is simply another title of the Gentiles, let the Gentiles come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the Gentiles round about. As we have seen, both in Revelation and here in Joel chapter 3, all the nations, all the Gentiles, are going to come up to the land of Israel, to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. And then in verse 14, the verse which we looked at a moment ago, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of threshing. Well, here's a rough map of the area of Jerusalem. There's the Temple Mount, where today we have the Dome of the Rock and the El Aqsa Mosque. And then here, on the eastern side, we have a very steep and very marked valley, which is normally known as the Valley of the Kidron, because the brook Kidron runs through the bottom of the valley, but it's also known as the Valley of Jehoshaphat. This is the valley. Very small base in the valley. And it's looking south, there you've got the Garden of Gethsemane in the background, what is called the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Steep walls to the valley and a very small base in the bottom through which the brook Kidron runs. Here's yet another view. This time we're looking north. It says in Joel chapter 3 and verse 2, I will gather all nations, and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. The valley of Jehoshaphat and its known. Like Armageddon, which is only mentioned in Revelation chapter 16, the Valley of Jehoshaphat is only mentioned in the Bible in Joel chapter 3. It's not mentioned anywhere else. There's no geographic place you can go to if you look through the Old Testament and through the New, apart from this chapter here in Joel chapter 3, where the Valley of Jehoshaphat is mentioned. And in point of fact, the truth is that calling the Kidron Valley the Valley of Jehoshaphat has fairly modern origins. It is believed that this valley, the Valley of Kidron, was called the Valley of Jehoshaphat by the Empress Helena, who was the mother of Constantine, and she lived between 248 and 328 AD. And she that was there, she was the one who built many so-called Christian churches in the area of Jerusalem. And she said, looking at the Kidron Valley, this is the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and so named it. So like Armageddon, the Valley of Jehoshaphat, I suggest to you, is probably a name used symbolically. The name means the Valley of God's Judgment. The Valley of God's Judgment. And rather than being a reference to a specific place, I suggest to you the name is used symbolically as a reference to the area surrounding Jerusalem and in fact extending throughout the land of Israel, the mountains of Israel, the areas around Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the focal point of the Battle of Armageddon. For example, in Zechariah chapter 14 and verses 2 and 3, we read this, for I will gather all nations. You see, we had that, didn't we, in Revelation 16? We've got it in Joel 3. Here it is in Zechariah 14 again, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Then shall the Lord, the battle of the great day of God Almighty, Revelation says, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. As I say, remember the message of Revelation 16, verses 14 to 16. The kings of the earth and of the whole world are gathered to the great day of God Almighty. They are gathered to Armageddon. And Zechariah tells us that the focal point of the battle of Armageddon, the focal point of that battle, will in fact be the city of Jerusalem. All right. Now, the timing of Zechariah 14 is the same as Revelation 16 and verse 16. The timing is the same as Joel chapter 3. The timing is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, because in the next verse we read in Zechariah 14 and verse 4, "And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east." So you see, when you look at Revelation, it's the battle of the great day of God Almighty. It's associated with the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see the same thing in Joel chapter 3. You see the same thing in Zechariah chapter 14.